I'll call this session of the Taney County Commission to order this Tuesday, March 29th. First order of business is the bid award for workers' compensation. And we have Linda with us, and you're going to chat with us, Linda, about the bids that you have sorted through?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. After returning to my office to review the bids yesterday, the first thing I noticed when going through each bid is that two companies bid the same payroll numbers. A third company did not bid the same payroll numbers. Now, on the payroll numbers, that's a floating number because our payroll can change versus if we were to get raises or how we lost people at the beginning of the year. That number can fluctuate. It's a floating number. From that point, I went to Rick Finley and asked him if we could look at this from a different way, if we could take the rates and put this into a spreadsheet, which is attached. Gentlemen, looks like this.
Okay.
It's on your packet of touch.
All right, got it.
Rick Finley and I sat there. He had this spreadsheet already put together where in the auditor's office they've looked at this previously on premiums. And so he just plugged in the rates of Connell and Mac and the payroll, which the rates were provided in the bid, and the payroll numbers to where they were all on the same playing field to where we could get an accurate number from each vendor. And you'll see there are totals, and then they actually worked in the adjusted, the discount, and so forth down to where we came out with our bottom numbers. The number that we are locking in is the XMOD number, which stayed the same. Everyone bid on that number.
Which is?
Which is the .95.
Okay.
I've put together on my bid tabulation sheet the bids that came in, the payroll numbers that they were figured on, and then also the sheet that Rick Finley and I had worked together on. I included that on the vendor that had the different payroll numbers. And then also in that it stated that we would have a dividend coming back of $12,707 with the company that we are currently with, the Missouri Rule, that if we switch, we would be losing. So I did want to bring that to your attention as well.
When is that supposed to come back?
Within the calendar year.
So within this?
So
sometime in 2011.
It could even run 2012. The calendar year 4/1/2012 is what I was understanding.
Okay. When we are talking dividend, what we're actually talking about is reduction of the following year's premium if you stay with that company. Is that correct?
Correct.
And I think that's the case with the different companies that have been.
Okay.
It's not actually a dividend check that would come to the county.
It's a credit issued. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I had an evaluation team that consisted of Dixie Wagner, Don Ballou, and myself. I've included that sheet for you to review as to our bullet points of how we came up with our recommendation. That's included on that first sheet that's stapled to the...
Oh, okay. Can you provide for me a copy of what you asked the different insurance carriers or the individuals we're going to be bidding to bid upon? And I've already shared this with an insurance company. I just want to make sure legally we're protected, that we didn't ask for them to bid on something. They bid on it, and then we turned around and based it on something else. So.
Okay, a copy of what I sent to them and the bid?
The
payroll,
bid on,
okay.
Because two companies bid on one number.
Right.
Another company bid on a third.
Right, okay.
The question
certainly.
Is, okay. And I understand they had more updated numbers, more current numbers to utilize, but I need to know what it says because I don't see that here.
Right, right. We sent out, I got that information from Don Ballou. We sent out.
Should you have that packet? I guess he's asking for the, are you asking for the bid packet kind of thing? Ron, is that what you're asking for?
I have the original bid, but I'm not sure that I have printed those. I have those in my computer. I might have to go back and get those. Let me see here.
I don't have a problem with your recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have the answers when questioned.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. And I've got it in two different attachments that I would rather just print right out and bring to you, if that's okay. Should we take a recess and go get it now, or?
Yes.
Is that okay? Can I bring it?
How long will that take you?
Just a couple minutes, just to print it out.
I don't think we need to recess.
Okay,
but we'll
be right
wait
back.
For you. Okay. Be mindful, gentlemen, we're still live.
Okay.
So there'll be no flattering comments one to the other.
Right. Danny, you can always start, though, if you wanted to.
While we're waiting on that, may I address the commission then?
Sure.
In addition to...
Tim, wait till you get the microphone.
It's Tim Connell with Connell Insurance. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to give you two handouts here that also express where your losses have gone, as well as in addition to what you can foresee for the foreseeable future with our agency as well in regards to the premiums.
And this is the chart that we looked at yesterday when you came up, correct? Let me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clarify a couple of points. Number one, I'm just wanting to make sure that we're protected legally on the one question that I have raised. Secondly, when you take a look at what has happened with the chart that has been presented by Mr. Connell, and you look at the claims through 2005 until the year that Mr. Connell was awarded this insurance, and you look at the claims we have today, the difference is astronomical. And what we're having to deal with on people being injured compared to what we had in the past, I mean, it's just phenomenal. And I think that that's a very, very important part of the criteria that we should utilize as we make our decision regarding this insurance. And quite frankly, when I went through this yesterday afternoon late, I was floored. Floored. This is tremendous, Tim.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Houseman. And the thing that has happened here is, as I expressed to you guys when we started doing business with counties and municipals back in 07, we came to the people that we already had relationships with and, of course, the ones closest to us. Ironically, if you look at City of Branson, which we were actually awarded after we took on Taney County, they are about a year ahead of you in regards to reduction in claims going the same way. Stone County, as I shared in the comparison, was our first candidate that we worked on with our new programs for reducing work comp, and those come through our agency and not through your insurance carriers. So that is the unique blend, if you will, that we bring to it. I want to point to the second page there that I had provided to you, and this was a synopsis that I sent to Linda this morning to try and capture some things here, and I've underlined those things for you. In the middle paragraph there, I won't read you the whole thing. You guys can read that, but the second item that I underlined is the claims now are the lowest that the claims have been in the history of Taney County that I can find. So you guys were with MAC for a long time before I came along, did you a good service for those years, but we just seem to bring something, obviously, that's doing better for the reduction of the claims. And it has to be a difference that we have brought to you, because it's been the same people handling the deal since day one, since I've been here, and they were handling it with MAC before I came along. So all we are is a conduit to help your staff do a better job for the taxpayers of Taney County. And it takes them doing the job, not just us. But I also wanted to point out, in the bottom part of that, we also forecast your experience mod, which is directly related to your losses. And you guys have dropped down to a 0.95 on the experience mod, as you've noted, for this year. We have already forecasted the mod. Let me point out, I don't believe anyone else has pointed out to you, we have found, number one, that there is an error in the experience mod of the 0.95. Actually, that'll be renegotiated, and you're probably going to go to a 0.94 or 0.93. So you're going to take another 1% to 2% reduction still. In addition to that, we have forecast the mod, and this is off of actual data that we have from you on claims already. Next year's mod will drop to anywhere around a 0.84. So you're going to see another reduction as a reduction of these claims that have happened over the time period, again, at our guidance, if you will. We can also promise that we are not at the end of our savings for the county if we continue down the path that we started 3 years ago. And the final paragraph there, Danny is the last of the original commissioners that were here when we wrote the coverage for you guys. And also Rick and Dixie were very active in that time period with us of discussing this with the county commission at that point. But what I preached to them was not only the savings that you saw, because there was a concern of leaving MAC because you can't get back in there right away, which is normal with another trust. You leave us, you can't get back for 3 years. That's the same way with what MAC had and the problem and the concern of leaving, which is similar to MOPERM and other carriers that do municipals. So the commission's concern at that time was, if we leave, we can't get back, what's going to happen to us? We not only saved you guys the $80,000 at that point, but we also told you that the key to this was the experience mod being taken care of by taking care of your losses. What we're here today to tell you is that fruition is coming to be. You guys are now down around 170, for lack of terms here on the numbers, and with the rate reduction next year of the experience mod to the 8.4, which will fully realize then the losses that have happened and reduction of them, you're going to actually be to the number that I preached to you at that point 3 years ago of a 50%, over 50% rate reduction for the county and the taxpayers. Are there any questions regarding any of that?
Yeah, I do have just one. And I appreciate all the bullet points that the evaluation team has come up with, and I think that they're all valid. The one I have a question about, whether it is Missouri Rural, whether it's Missouri Association of Counties or any other, when they speak to premium and the premium reduction, for example, our evaluation team said we don't want to lose the premium. Premium's not much good unless you see it on the bid sheet and show where the reduction is. Is that reduction currently contained within the bid that we received for this time period that has been amassed up to this point? Or is it contained within the figures that we see, or it's going to be subtracted from? When does, and I would ask the same question of MAC or any other fund, when do we really see the dividend in premium? When do we actually see that reduction? I don't see it on the bid sheet.
Okay, on the one, and I didn't want to confuse you by putting that in there, okay? The only one that's included there on the bid sheet was that the, and again, I apologize for the error on the payroll situation, which she's hoping to clarify with what she's put in front of you there. But that is pure premium on that, except for, I think it's $668 is the first of the dividends you're seeing. That's the only difference in our price in the deal. So, in other words, mine is pure premium, addressing when you should be seeing dividends based on your loss ratio that you have. Next year is when you will be seeing the bigger lion's share of the dividends. And those are not included in my quotes to you just now of the $170,000 or $150,000.
So you have to be in the plan for a minimum of 3 years before you can receive a dividend?
Yeah, usually with any trust that's copacetic with it.
Okay.
Similar to Mac or any others, what they do is they can't pay out dividends to somebody till after they've actually evolved a full 2 years in the program, then they pay it on the third year.
Excellent.
So that is very copacetic with self-funded trust, as well as leaving a trust and not getting back into them in 3 years is underwritten by the state also, because the state doesn't want to see you hopping out of one trust into another.
One other question, and then I'll leave it to you, gentlemen. The higher bid based on the larger salaries, that was bid. Is that what we're actually going to be paying?
That'll, you know, it's going to be a moving target. I've actually gone to Rick and Don trying to ask about where the payrolls are going to be because of the fact, especially because of what you guys have just gone through in your budget process, and there is not a true firm number provided yet, and what we had agreed at the time was to just wait until this bid process was shook out. You guys actually have had most of your layoffs happen already, but also we didn't have a firm number when the bid process was going on.
We've got that. That's the second one is the estimation.
So let me ask you a question. So as we, I know we, Dixie just came up today and got a nursing injury for someone who's going to do early retirement. The payroll number is, I mean, is it true that the number does fluctuate? I mean, we're not locked into a dollar figure. We're basically locking into a ratio. Is that how I understood it? When I sat through the sessions yesterday, that's what I kind of learned, is that all we're basically bidding out is this ratio. I heard experience mod, which that, or this 0.9594, something like that. Yes?
Well, there are different rates for different types of employees, and then there I'm sorry, go ahead, Rick.
We prepay this, and then they audit.
Okay.
And we strongly suspect that the numbers that Don has given them will match fairly closely with the audit. We would prefer not to be underpaid or overpaid a lot, so we think that's a pretty good estimate.
And I don't want to go distracted a whole off of this, but with the contracts and stuff, if a contract doesn't have, they don't have workers' comp, we have to pay the difference. If we have a bid out there that don't have workers' comp, we have to pay the workers' comp, correct?
Anybody
and we use these ratios, is that what we do?
Anybody we 1099, they look at based on these ratios.
And make sure we have a certificate of insurance. If we don't, then we, during the audit process, we pay that difference. Okay.
They asked me for the loss runs, 3 years from Connell Insurance and two from Mac, which is all right here. And then they asked me for this right here, which Don Blue sent me straight as an attachment and I sent to them. So this was what the payroll was right here that they looked at.
I'm sorry, but in your legal bid,
there was never a set number that I included. I got that information from Don. This was it right here.
Well, help me. How would they know what to bid on if we didn't send them a set number to bid on? Tell me, Don.
Go ahead. You
have to. It's got codes right here, and the number figures are right here. And this is what I sent them. Correct, Don? And that's what I was seeing. These codes matched what was on the bid.
Those are the total amounts for each code. That's a report I give to him when he audits us. And the auditor comes in, that's the same report. And they give them.
Employees are coded by their job description, mm-hmm. maintenance versus a clerical person at a desk. That's what all these codes are. Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes by dollar figure. So but that includes it all. That's everything that the company's asking me to provide.
I think the question that we have is, did everyone receive the same information?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's the question I think that we're asking.
Yes, because what we did And if anybody that requested anything, send it to Linda. Linda sent it out to everyone.
And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but then I have to figure out why there's a difference.
Well, Tim was taking those totals that Tim has. They had already given us what we was going to have to pay for at the very beginning. We already had
an estimate, our new rate, quote was going to be. Yes.
Those payroll rates are what they had, the company had.
Right.
From the audit that they did last year on us. And a lot of it also depends on not only payroll, but also, like he said, the 1099s. If a chance they didn't have a certificate of insurance, we have to pay on those. We have to pay on, like, some of our members. Is that correct?
Yes.
Like so a lot of things are kind of pulled in there, not just payroll. So he's got a total a little bit different than what I do, and that's the reason. But we had given this out to go off of just to get our rates. But there's more that plays into just, it's not just payroll. There's also 1099s. And next year, and I was telling some of them, next year, you know, we're required to fill out more 1099s, to send more 1099s at the end of the year. So we got to make sure we got the certificates of insurance, or else we pay on those too.
So let me ask you a question, Linda. When it's all said and done, I mean, I saw a spreadsheet here. Is the spreadsheet, I guess my biggest thing right now is, you know, the bid says we can do lowest or best. I mean, we have some flexibility there. Is the spreadsheet you've provided the same? Are we apples to apples comparison?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'd like Rick to
payroll wise,
that as well.
We're apples to apples, you're saying?
I sent it to you on the spreadsheet.
I saw that. I just want to make sure that I didn't look to see if this is the same
on
one.
That.
You'll check. You'll see. You'll follow that.
Yeah, okay. We included everyone on that email. All three of you.
Rick, I went through your email, and I appreciate the fact that you did that and that you worked with Linda in doing that. That's not my question.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure technically that we're okay. We're ready, I think, to move forward.
Yeah,
but
I think Jim was. But I knew Jim just hadn't looked that far, because that's why I sent it to him.
Right, I saw that.
We wanted to make sure that...
And I always like for him to check my formulas.
So. I know.
One thing that we tried to strive this time is we wanted to make sure that everybody got the same thing, and that's the reason we sent everything to Linda, and then Linda sent it out to everyone, anything that anyone asked for. We didn't give any specialty to anyone. We gave... Everything went to Linda, even Dixie. When she had anything, we sent it to Linda to be handed out.
Tim, do you have any other comments?
If there's any further clarification, I can make that. You know, if it's not answered still to your liking, it's an innocent mistake. You know, I'm the one to blame for the situation of payrolls being different. It is not uncommon in any of the municipal bids that I've ever done for you to go back and get the payrolls the same between the two. That's very copacetic to have happen. Bottom line is, you now have in front of you a comparable bid of all three players with the payrolls that you would get.
And I'm just reviewing here. I mean, Connell is approximately $1,500 more than the MAC bid.
Yes, sir.
With everything in. I'm going to move that we accept the Connell premium as the workman's comp insurance bid for a period of, I guess it would be the 2011-2012, 1 year. And then if we go out for bid again, obviously contracts are year to year. I know that's how it is. And I'll just say my motion is to, let me clarify the motion again. Motion to award Connell Insurance a 1 year award of the workman's comp insurance. Is that clean enough?
Motion's been made to award the workers' compensation for a period of 1 year. That would be effective, I'm assuming, March 1?
April 1.
I'll second for discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award workers' compensation for a period of 1 year, effective April 1st. Discussion.
I understand everything that's been explained here this morning, the figures that are given, and the payroll numbers being significantly different, has me a little confused on, as Mr. Houseman stated, I do want to make sure that everybody bids apples to apples when they turn in a bid. I am still a little sketchy on how the difference turned in makes a difference in the premium as far as from what the initial bid was. I would like to see if the approval is made a different style of performance on the next bids to go out for insurance. I would not like to have this presented to the county commission in this form again, where we have. But an alternative on it. That is a concern of mine. I would like to visit with some council to make sure that we're. I know that we can do lowest and best or best bid, but I. When figures are put before you that are two different sets of figures on a bid, then it is troublesome to me. And I appreciate your honesty about the mistake as far as making this, our interest is for the best interest of the county. But
Jim,
sir,
comments?
I mean, obviously, if you're uncomfortable voting, I mean, there's always options. I mean, we do have a tight time of April 1st. The key to the whole thing for me was the ratios. They didn't change in the bid process. Because that's how you figure your premium or what your projection. So there was anything I would think questionable from a changing of the bid based off of what he heard. And, you know, one could say, well, he was read out loud. His bid was 186,000, max was 170. He goes back, and all of a sudden his bid's now 172. Well, it's because the ratio, the formulas didn't change. It's just the original number changed. So. And that's kind of the question I asked Rick and Linda to make sure that, you know, if we're apples to apples, what changed? And it was the starting number. So that's why I'm comfortable moving forward from this. Yes, we are paying a little bit more than MAC, but I'm going to give a premium to a local vendor versus, you know, and versus someone not local investing in the local tax system. So that's why I'm comfortable with it, because I know that they could yell and scream, someone could protest it, but the fact is, the original number got changed, but the formula stayed the same.
Okay, Jim, the way that everything has been explained this morning, I don't think there's anything wrong with mm-hmm. Accepting a bid like that. I've made that perfectly clear.
Uh-huh.
But with the ratios being the same and the audit being the final number, the way that I understand it, at the end of the year, actually, mm-hmm. the audit at the end of the year is the figured off of the ratio.
Mm-hmm.
In that way, you could say it was apples to apples. But mm-hmm. in the numbers presented to us,
right.
There is a question.
Sure.
And so that's the reason I have.
I mean, obviously, under Robert's rules, you can table this discussion. We have legal counsel here anyway. You know, that takes precedence over anything. So really, you have an option, but My motion is basically because I'm satisfied and ready to award. But if you're not satisfied, you have remedies too.
Right, and I understand that. I'm just, and I've been satisfied with Mr. Connell's insurance, which is your motion. I've been well satisfied with that. I have no problem with that. Tim is here today, and I say that to him. I think that they've done an excellent job. As a matter of fact, the spreadsheet that is supplied for us is proof of that. I just have a little question about the way the bid was presented. And said, I guess with some counsel here, I could table this and then we could come back and revisit it.
Sure.
Gentlemen,
a motion to table I don't think is debatable, and I would ask that you not do that at this time. But in fact, if you would give me just a few minutes, and if we could call a recess, I would be delighted to come back after recess and address this issue again. And then, because our counsel is here, we need to go into executive session. But if that's amenable to you all, I can also talk with you, Rick, if you have a statement for me. I mean, I can tell you right out front before we go into recess, I'm very satisfied with the bid. There's an appearance of impropriety. We want to make sure that that's taken care of so that all parties understand. And then I will not shirk from moving forward. I just need a few minutes, if that's all right. Then I'll call a recess, and we'll stand in recess until, say, 9:45.
That would be fine.
I'm going to talk with Pat.
That's fine.